Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it is time for Frisky Friday. So why am I playing the happy song? Have you ever seen a puppy when they find their mom or their dad and their little tails are wagging 400 miles an hour? That's happy. So we have a little puppy in the studio, Balboa. So stinking cute, y'all. Our friend is here, Francine Armstrong. She's with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. My heart's just a pound. This little thing is just as cute as he can be.
He is precious.
Oh, my
We're
goodness.
We're just here to terrorize Meg, aren't we? Yes.
Well, I held him just for a minute. And when the puppy has that super soft hair and the little puppy belly that's all big. Oh.
And all the little puppy energy.
Yes.
And, the teeth. The teeth. They're just fun.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love this show, Frisky Friday, because every week we bring in our local folks that are helping the dog and cat and animal population here in our area. And so, Francine, you've been now with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. How long?
About 10 years. Right around 10 years.
And so they're all a little different. They all have different specialties. And I know for you, you've made a specialty with small dogs primarily. And so talk a bit about your history and who you are and what y'all do. Because you don't have a facility.
No facility. People show up at my house all the time to look at dogs. But we don't have a facility. We are foster-based, so dogs are in homes all over Pensacola. And one of the things I was hoping to talk about today is the difference between the different rescues, shelters.
That'd be great because I think it's very confusing.
I think a lot of people don't understand. We are a rescue. We are a nonprofit. And so everything we do is run through donations and adoption fees and the support of the community helping us with the dogs and the medical bills, because sometimes we get in some that are just huge, and sometimes they're easygoing, you know, no problems or anything, but they still have a lot of vetting that gets done, spays and neuters, microchips, things like that. And a rescue counts on donations and adoption fees.
Right.
A shelter is totally different. They are funded by the state and the federal government, and they're paid employees. None of the rescues are paid employees.
Typically nonprofits.
Yes, there's a few that pay for some. If they have a facility, they may have to pay somebody to be at the facility. But we're not like that. None of us make anything off what we do. And so this is done in our, I'm going to say in our spare time. We don't have any spare time.
I'm sure you don't.
Because we have so many different dogs that we're caring for and dealing with things in the community. We just had a lost dog that had gotten adopted. And when that happens, we don't just go, oh, well, I hope they can find it. We go out. And so we've been in Foley several days last week. She finally came back and mom got her.
Oh, good. I saw on Facebook, I was following along.
Paisley. And, you know, and the dedication of a rescue is one of the things that is a huge difference. Both of her fosters, which was myself and Leanna, and Christine was out there, and Debbie and Rick. And so there were a bunch of us from the rescue, and we're driving to Foley to see if we can help get this dog back home. And Leanna and Rick and I at 9-10 o'clock at night the other night were out crawling through the underbrush in the woods until after midnight, because we thought that she was stuck in the woods because one of the we kept hearing a noise, and she did have her leash, harness, and collar on. So we thought, you know, maybe she was stuck, and that really upset us. But we were able to, just through doing the right thing, which was having the adopter listen to us, put out signs, talk to all the neighbors. And when she finally got a good sighting, she was able to get her back. And so everybody's happy, and Paisley's doing great.
Aww.
But that's the difference in a rescue. We aren't paid. This is our passion. And one of the things that people mistake is that they think we're paid, that this is our job. This isn't our job. We don't have a job with rescue.
Right.
And I have to ask that people remember that we do this in between full-time jobs, taking care of other animals, our families. And people can get really nasty online. The beauty of the keyboard warrior, I guess, if they don't get their way, if we tell them a dog's not a good match for the situation, we work really hard at telling them all about the dogs, you know.
Absolutely.
The bios tell them what they need, and that's from being in our homes where we can evaluate them. So for them to, you know, get upset with us when we say, no, this dog needs a fenced-in yard or another dog with it, they don't read the bio, and then they think we're just being mean. And
no,
of them just get so nasty. We had some yesterday that, you know, they thought we were just horrible, and I thought, because we're telling you that puppies are local adoption only, says that in the bio.
Right.
They have follow-up appointments that we still cover, so they have to stay local. We make sure that they're spayed and neutered, even if they're not old enough when they go home. We still cover that, and we make their appointments and get them to the vet. And
you all do an amazing job. I've been following you for quite some time now. And so Christine, I believe, is the name of the lady that does the descriptions. So it's great because you can go to their website at placeofhoperescue.com. The adoptable dogs are listed there with photos. But I think it's wonderful. they describe the personalities. And so I'll be going through and I'll see the face. Oh, that's the one I want. And and then it'll say, this dog needs to run, run, run. I'm thinking, oh, I guess my little patio is not going to cut it. So it's great because then I get a sense of, okay, this might be the right fit for me. But you really do an excellent, because sometimes we're bad. I mean, I fall in love with every dog I see. So I go based on looks, or do they wag their tail a lot, you know, or they, and every puppy's cute. What can I say? So
they see those faces.
Yeah,
and
what can you
they
can't say
just
no?
Immediately
but
put in an application and we're like, did you read the bio?
Yeah, no, I think it's great that their applications are thorough and that you really do try to make it a good match and what's best for the dog too. So
we want it to be the right forever home.
Yeah.
We don't want somebody to get returned because, you know, they didn't know they weren't housebroken or whatever, you know, their situation is.
Every dog has its personality.
It does. Some of them are large and in charge. Mm-hmm. Some of them are scared to
death. You never know. You have to find get the right fit.
And that's our goal, is to make it so that the family is the family that will be happy with them, hopefully, for the rest of the dog's life.
What I should probably do is call you. You know, I should have played the song Matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof. You're a matchmaker, matchmaker. I should have called, because that's what you are.
We are
a matchmaker.
And Christine works really hard at matching up the dogs to the families that put in the applications. Because, and that's another thing, people get upset because I got my application in right away. Well, it's not about who gets in their application first.
Yeah.
It's who has the application that fits the dog's needs.
Yeah,
and
makes sense.
We're the advocate for the dog. Okay. the dog is the one we know. So when we ask lots of questions, it's because we need to know.
Right. Well, and I think it's great. So we're talking with Francine Armstrong and Balboa, who is here with us. The little puppy dog is as cute as possibly be. I'm already in love, but I don't have a fenced yard, so I'm out of the loop. But if you have a question for Francine about the rescue, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and this is the expert panel, and she is our expert. So we appreciate you being here this morning. Francine, we'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Francine Armstrong is here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue with sweet little Balboa in her arms. You have to see a photo of that. Well, it's not on the website yet, is he?
Well, he was adopted by
you.
Me.
That's yeah. Not fair.
I'm sorry, guys. This is one of the advantages to running a rescue. You get
fair.
To go, oh my gosh, I'm in love with this. When he
I
came
know.
In at 2 days old, I told my husband and everybody else, I said, if he looks like what I think he's going to look like, he's going to live here forever because I'm a dachshund and poodle person.
Oh, this dog is too cute, I'm telling you. Well, the reason we do this show, Frisky Friday, was started by Wendy Summers, who was a previous host here. And like me, she has a passion for dogs and animals and cats. And so I love doing this show, bringing in our local rescues and our shelter folks, too, to do what we can to help the animal population here in Escambia, Santa Rosa County in Northwest Florida. So if you have a passion for animals, I would encourage you to get on their websites, take a look around, see how you can help. Maybe you could foster. Maybe you could volunteer your time to help out. But more than anything, donations.
Donations
cash.
Help.
And
yes.
You also, y'all are on Amazon, correct?
We are. We have a wish list on Amazon. And we have really great followers who, if we put out a request, we've got a little puppy in right now. Twinkle Bean. You guys will see Twinkle Bean eventually, but she came in at, I think she's 10 weeks old.
So little.
Teeny tiny, 2 pounds.
Oh.
And she has some health issues. We were told she had a heart condition and a pretty bad heart murmur. That's not been detected yet, but she's had some other issues since she's been with us. But when you get a puppy that's that tiny, there's a lot of health issues, and it'll be a while. And if we need help, though, that's why we can take in some of the harder cases, because we know that our supporters will help us. And if not, then we just have to suck it up and do it. But we will always help them. We've got one right now, bless her heart. She was a stray. She had, when she came in, she needed to be spayed. She needed a dental. She had a bad gash under her eye. She's had surgery for it 3 times so far.
Aww.
She had double hernias. She had double cherry eyes.
Oh,
and
my
now
goodness.
She's popped her patella out, and she's got to have patella surgery on her leg because it won't go back in. And I'm like, this is one of those cases where you look at the dog and go, bless your heart, you're 8 years old.
Oh.
And you'll probably be adopted out for $300, and our vet bill right now is over $1,800.
Yes,
but
yes.
That's okay, because that's what people help us do.
Mm-hmm.
So the support of the community is huge. Mm-hmm. And Adina, she's listed on the page, sweet as can be. She's just had some rough times. And
right.
She needs
love.
To get healthy and be taken
of
care of, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you have an opportunity to help out, you could go to their wish list on Amazon.com. The website is placeofhoperescue.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are some other ways folks can help?
We always can use canned food. We do ground dog food, and we provide the food for the fosters too. So we're in really good shape on puppy food, because last time we put out a request for puppy food, oh my goodness.
You had
gracious.
About 20 puppies though. I mean,
yeah. And we have a lot of puppies right now. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, 11 or 12 on the website right now, that we had 3 litters all born in a very close time frame. And those puppies, one of the things that makes me very proud is we, even though they get adopted too young to get spayed or neutered, we still take care of it. We still make their appointment. We still stay involved. We make sure they go to their appointment. And so at 5.5, 6 months, we're making appointments and getting
That's
their
great.
Rabies shot and getting their, the spay or neuter, baby teeth pulled, the whole 9 yards. So we do it all until the very end. And we stay in touch with our adopters.
I've noticed that, because they
We'd
do
love
a thing
them.
Called pup dates, which I love, on their Facebook page. And we can find out when you watch a pup, because now I've been watching several of them, and then they go on and are adopted. But then a year later, come back, and there's these pictures of them lounging on the couch. And
we love
dressed
to see
up
them
and,
in their homes with their new environments,
right.
and to see the changes. Paisley is one.
Mm-hmm.
Paisley was adopted several times and returned because she just would not adjust. And so I had her for a long time, and she was so attached to me.
Aww.
I sent her to another foster who I knew could work with her, and Leanna did a great job. And when she got adopted this time, yes, she darted out the door.
Aww.
But it was just a fear thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she saw her new mom that day, she came running straight to her,
Aww.
Which was amazing.
That's
and
great.
Within a few hours, she was sending us a video of her looking
mm-hmm.
completely relaxed and
Aww.
Happy. And she didn't look that way in her other homes for mm-hmm. weeks that she was there. So they pick their owners, too. They know.
They do. That's
and
just
she
no
loves
question.
Their dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Charlie is her buddy. And so...
And you also have senior dogs. It's not just puppies. So I'm
yes.
we've talked a lot about puppies today, but I did want to mention that you do have dogs of all ages, various, sometimes heartbreaking circumstances. Maybe their owner has passed. Or
yeah.
But there's a need for those dogs.
We take in a lot of owner surrenders by the family when their owners have passed away and a family member can't take them or
mm-hmm.
they're not local here and they can't, you know, get them back. Wherever they're going. That's one of the things that has always been my soft spot
yeah.
because they don't deserve to be in a shelter. They don't
no.
deserve to be. And unfortunately, a lot of people dump the dogs when the family members die. If I get a dog in that's microchipped
mm-hmm.
and I call the phone number and it's disconnected, I can almost always look in the obituaries and
Aww.
Find the person's name.
Aww.
And that just breaks my heart because
yeah.
as family, reach out, talk
mm-hmm.
to people. I mean,
there's solutions out there other than just abandoning the animal.
We took one in 2 weeks ago, and I will show you pictures of her, but she has already gotten adopted by a previous multi-adopter and she was the worst case I'd seen in a
Aww.
Long time as far as her condition.
Mm-hmm.
But she is loved. And, I mean, she wasn't even with us a week.
Aww.
I mean, when the adopter heard about her, I told her about her because I watch her dogs for her.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, we got a new little teeny one in. And she jumped right on it. And she's in a great home now.
Yay. Yay for a place of hope, small dog rescue. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We'll be right back. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Francine Armstrong is here with a place of hope, small dog rescue. Just a couple minutes left, Francine. I'm in love with little Balboa right here. I'm just telling you right up front.
And if you go on our website today or our Facebook page, it's Find a Home Friday,
mm-hmm.
and there are lots of puppies listed. Balboa still has a sister that hasn't gotten adopted, Marley. She's the only one of the dachshund puppies that hadn't gotten adopted
yet. Oh, my
goodness. And then we have two new sets of puppies
Gosh.
That just came available. So
okay.
there's lots of puppies on. I think there's 11 or 12 puppies on
wow.
there right now.
Okay.
So they are being pre-adopted and getting ready to go to their homes in a few, probably a week,
mm-hmm.
I think, is when they'll be ready. So
okay. And then you also have other age dogs as well.
Oh, yes. So. We have some seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
And in between.
Yeah, some in-betweens and some really fabulous ones. And we post them as they're available.
Right.
So, you know, there may be times when we only have a few on there, but we probably have a whole bunch in rescue just waiting to be ready.
Okay.
And so Christine posts them, you know, whenever dogs are available.
Okay. So what's that website again?
aplaceofhoperescue.com.
All right, Francine.
Check us out.
Thank you so much, you and the team and all the volunteers that take care of all these babies in our community. We really appreciate
thank
what you,
you
do.
Thank you for the support. We appreciate it.
I love you guys. You're the best. Okay, this is Pep Talk on Friday for a big, long holiday weekend. I hope you have time with family and friends. And remember this weekend as you go about your day, be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself and do find the time to love now. Have a great weekend. Stream us.